1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Herbs, you could be waking up to the news. Unfortunately, the 2019 World Championship Gummy Race down the mighty Murrumbidgee has been cancelled due to low water levels.
It has indeed. But look, it doesn't mean everything's over. And joining us is one of the organisers of the Wagga Gummy. It is Josh Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, how...
It's not such a good morning, but it is a morning. We're
here. You've been in here on happier terms. So just tell us, how did it all unfold yesterday?
So we've been in consultation with several parties over the last 4 weeks in regards to river water levels. And we were very positive come Saturday, looking at around about 1.5 metres on Saturday. Unfortunately, due to what's coming, which is not much rain at all, and our hands are tied in that way, that they've halved the allocation coming from our dams and looks like the water level is dropping significantly, and by Saturday, the water level is going to be just too low to safely put any rafts in. So unfortunately, our hands are tied. Everyone has done everything they can to get us to this point, but we're in the lap of the gods of Mother Nature, and unfortunately, for the first year, we're going to have to not put rafts in the water.
It is devastating, and I think it's even more of a bigger picture than just the gummy being cancelled to show how much the drought is just affecting people
everywhere. These
days, because you hear about it, you hear of farmers, but now that it's completely affected a whole community, I think it will hit home a bit harder for people, and it is really, as I said, just devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. We're, I guess, in the big picture, we're only a small event. We've got communities that are drought-stricken all over Australia.
Yeah.
This is something that puts smiles on the face of the communities and the regions in the rural areas, and it's just another...
Hard-hitting
a setback that we're going to have to handle. But as a resilient community that Wagga is and that other country regions are, it's not going to be the end.
And you did say it is a fun event and a celebration of our community, and that's not going to stop just because the race isn't going ahead. We are still going to come together and celebrate what the Gummy is.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. We came together as South Wagga Apex at a meeting last night. A lot of disheartened members. And the easy thing would have been, I guess, just to cancel the whole event and walk away from it and look into next year. But we said that's not the right thing to do. The community still deserve a celebration at the beach. The community still deserve to come together.
Yep.
We still have our food vendors on board. We still have Barambola Wines and Tucker Box Ciders. We have the Movies by Moonlight still going. We've got rides, entertainment. We're going to have little nippers beach races down there.
I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, we can't do it on the water, but we can still have fun
and that's
on
it.
The beach.
That's it. It's about our community being resilient. We're going to come together and we're going to hold a celebration. It's going to be bigger than if we had rafts on the water.
Oh, there we go. That's a big statement. So that's all happening from 12 o'clock on Saturday at
Wagga
Beach.
12 o'clock till 6 o'clock is the Barambola will be down there selling their beer and wine. We'll have food vendors, the entertainment, something for
little
everyone.
Nippers,
excellent stuff. And obviously the safety of participants and the health of our river system is the most important thing in terms of the bigger picture, but it is a real shame because I was looking forward to co-captaining the hit Gummy down the mighty Murrumbidgee.
I did need to mention this actually.
I don't think we have to. Should we move on?
So yesterday we announced that Dane was co-captain. Yep. He was selected by Cherie, and on the exact same day the Gummy's cancelled.
Yeah.
Is it Dane has something to do with this?
He does. Yeah. And this is the whole thing. He wanted the Gummy move. From
no,
day
I
dot.
Didn't. No, I never wanted it.
And here we go. He's got contact. With someone that controls the
I'm willing to run water from my house with buckets
this, but he
to
hasn't
the river. But unfortunately, it's not going to go ahead. But 12 o'clock, get down to Wagga Beach, support everything that was going to have on offer. Josh, mate, you've been absolutely fantastic. And just head to your Facebook page for the latest information.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for all your support. Thank you for all our sponsors. The community has taken this well. And hopefully we show how good of a community we are, how resilient we are, and how much of a good time we like, and everyone gets down to the beach.
And do you know what? This actually gives people a year to actually build a gummy. So imagine the gummies we're going to see next year.
Next year's going to be huge.
You can have a double decker.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Josh, Paul, thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.